The unusual suspects have gone too far, advancing the world's technological capacity to the point of manipulating and defying nature itself. They have created a database of film knowledge and geek references so massive that it threatens to infect the entire internet with nods and puns. Still, they offer you the chance to upload your consciousness into the system and become one of us. Computer, run program, highly suspect reviews.
I'm afraid I can't let you do that, Brian.
You'll do it, or so help me, I will upload Vista into you.
Well, don't mind if I do. And by that I mean this is the highly suspect review of Transcendence, the directorial debut of Wally Pfister, longtime director of photography for Christopher Nolan. That's what that horrible, horrible, filthy joke was all about. And now you understand, if this is the first time you've ever heard a review on this site, what we're all about. Congratulations on being brought into the fold. This is Brian Salisbury speaking, and I am joined by two of the other unusual suspects. To my left is...
JC DeLeon.
And to his left is...
Ashley Moreno.
And then to her left is me, so we've gone completely around the table. Way! So, Transcendence. This is actually one of the bigger films that I've been looking forward to this year, because, like I said, Wally Pfister is a guy who has made Christopher Nolan's films look like Christopher Nolan films. And when people point to certain shots in movies now and go, oh, that's very Nolan, and what you're really saying is this is very Pfister. So I've been really looking forward to this. Now, it does star Johnny Depp, so it does have that hurdle to, you know, to scale. But all of this being said, I didn't actually see Transcendence. So I am here more as a moderator for JC and Ashley to give us their thoughts on this film, which revolves around Johnny Depp wearing a funny... No, he's not wearing a funny hat in this one. He's a terminally ill scientist who actually uploads his mind into a computer, which I think is a great way to cut out the middleman in the internet porn industry. I mean, if you're just right there with them, I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, I'll do that. Why not? I've seen plenty of... Never mind. Don't worry about the rest of that sentence. It is not important to anyone.
Pterodactyl porn.
I like that the quality of our reviews have gone to... I haven't seen it, but...
But I will talk about pterodactyl porn. Oh, good God. Anyway, so I've jabbered enough. Guys, tell me a little bit about your thoughts on Transcendence. Well, did you achieve Transcendence? Did the movie achieve Transcendence?
It achieved something.
Is the sound of Transcendence, ugh. Yeah, because I did that about seven times.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have a feeling we're about to deflate that balloon of excitement.
Before we talk too negatively about this film, I'd like to say one fun thing you can do is play a drinking game.
Ooh.
Every time they say Transcendence in the movie...
What's the movie
take
called?
A drink. I believe it's called Transcendence. And they remind you about every 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's actually for almost halfway through the movie, it's kind of a decent point, but much like Django Unchained, when you can pinpoint the moment that it kind of derails, and it's the moment Leonardo DiCaprio slams his hand on the table, you can pinpoint the moment that this movie just kind of goes kind of rapey and really strange. It just becomes really dumb.
Kind of rapey?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So, I mean, not to spoil anything, but, I mean, from the trailers, it looked like it was one of those situations where he started to become corrupted by the process, so maybe it's turning him into some kind of supervillain?
Suffice to say, he can upload himself into computers and then can upload himself into people if you can kind of figure out...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Which is actually one of my complaints. folks in IT can't get Outlook to work on my Mac. Yeah. And this is the same problem I had with Independence Day. I'm so glad that the virus that is Johnny Depp is so compatible with everything in the world. It makes everything a lot easier.
I gave Johnny Depp a cold.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think a little bit to JC's point, there's a moment, like, I tried to be really open to this film. It's not generally...
Well, not that open. If Johnny Depp's going to start touching people inappropriately with his cyber... you know, dong, then yeah, I don't think you want to be that open.
Yeah, his weird Jack Sparrow. I don't need that in my life.
His male end plug. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm out of college. I gave that shit up. No, but there was a moment when they lost me. Unfortunately, it was a lot earlier on. Early in the movie, Johnny Depp starts out with this accent that isn't quite British, but it's not just his voice either. I've decided it's best described as Helvetica. Like, still English, but kind of pretentious.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it stops midway through the movie.
So, his accent is the spoken version of a font?
Yeah, like...
That's amazing.
That's actually an amazing way to put that.
If Helvetica wrote a fixie... And then that was translated into a voice. Johnny Depp starts the film with. But don't worry, he drops it. Maybe halfway is being generous. Maybe about 20 minutes into the movie.
So far, you guys are only doing a middling job of making me not want to see this. So, yeah, okay. So, Helvetica Man.
To kind of expand on the plot more. So, he's, you know, this scientist who is trying to come up with a way to, you know, for artificial intelligence to be more powerful, and he creates this system that is, you know, kind of self-aware, which, you know, we all know that that's not good.
Skynet is very real.
There's a group that wants to stop this because they're completely against technology and artificial intelligence in all forms, except for the fact that they are really good at using technology to GPS anyone's phone. And they can do all sorts of crazy shit with technology. And I'm like, you hate this stuff. I don't understand what's happening.
And they don't even make quilts like the Amish.
Yeah. The Luddites have taken over the Apple Store. What is happening?
Yeah. And so, you know, there's an assassination attempt on his life, in which it seems as though he survives. The FBI is investigating to kind of figure out who did it. Then, you know, the uploading of his mind to the computer happens. And then it just kind of fast forwards a couple of years later and nobody was the wiser while this big giant factory or whatever is built in Arizona. And it's just like,
well, Captain Jack Skynet out in the desert is being built. Nobody seems to care about that.
Seems like the government would have been like, hey,
what you guys doing out here? What you up to?
Yeah.
You building a big mainframe, are you?
Couldn't help but notice you bought an entire town with the money you made in the stock market in the last 24 hours.
Like, couldn't help but notice you're running a trillion terabytes every hour. Could you maybe explain?
Yeah.
So not enough questions are being asked. When you get right down to it, big science fiction like this, what it's supposed to do, what science fiction in general is really supposed to do, in my opinion at least, is to sort of find the human story in either a technological world or, a kind of vaguely fantastical world, is to get to the heart of the matter and find out that you still have a human story after all of it. So with this, I mean, what is there anything that, like, from a metaphorical standpoint that maybe works about the movie, even if some of the plotting doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I've been a little bit hard on it. Just, I didn't really enjoy the film. But I have to say that in the movie, Johnny Depp and his wife have kind of a best friend and partner in the technology world who's also been investigating artificial intelligence, played by Paul Bettany. And his character, unlike them, has always kind of questioned the relationship between humanity and technology. And when Johnny Depp starts to go a little off his rocker and starts to possess people, JC points out, and then suggests that those people...
I need an old IT tech and a young IT tech.
Exactly. And then suggests that those people touch his wife, which is just weird.
What?
He's the first one to start to partner up with the Luddites and ask whether or not we've really gone too far.
Yeah.
That didn't really do much for me other than point out that it does take scientists a little bit longer to develop Stockholm Syndrome, which is nice since he was kidnapped and tortured by them.
Well, that was kind of one of those things where, like, in the first half of the movie, I thought it was kind of smart because, like, as soon as his mind is uploaded into the computer, within half a minute, the first thing he's like, hey, I need more power, and also, can you connect me to Wall Street?
Why do you need to be? Don't worry about it.
And right away, he's like, that's not weird to you? Like,
and then all of a sudden, you hear him go, time to go mobile. It's like, wait, what are you doing?
Yeah, and it's then that Paul Bettany's character is just like, this doesn't sound like our friend at all. Yeah.
Wait, you mean Paul Bettany, right? Okay, I was terrified that Wes Bentley was in this movie, and I logged off immediately. I was like, nope, sorry, I'm out. TTYL. Yeah.
And so it is kind of nice that he introduces that, but it's really not until the very end when Johnny Depp's character, and at this point you don't know if it's him, if it's his computer, has to make a very sort of important and I won't tell you what it is because it's a little too spoilery, but decision about whether or not to continue down the path he is or if there's a way he can still connect with his wife that does, I think, introduce a little bit of what science fiction is for as far as where technology fits in with our humanity and that kind of thing. Unfortunately, the background of that scene is full of, like, screensavers because there are so many screens in this house. And he's wearing a vest, and it's just really hard to take the whole thing seriously.
Yeah, it's a cool moment, but it just kind of comes too little too late because it escalated really quickly from being kind of a smart, more than halfway decent, kind of good science fiction movie to just something kind of really illogical and dumb.
Well, see, and I think that's what's so – there's a lot of things that, from what you guys are telling me that's really disappointing to hear, and not the least of which being that – this cast is incredible. Like it's almost as if Wally Pfister and Christopher Nolan got a divorce and they split their actors down the middle. Because not only is Transcendence coming out this year, but we also have Interstellar, which is Christopher Nolan's new film, and that cast has a bunch of people that he's worked with as well. But in this case, in this half of the divorce, Wally Pfister got Cillian Murphy. He got Morgan Freeman. He got, help me out, JC. I thought he'd got somebody else who'd worked with,
Cillian, or you said Cillian Murphy.
He got Cillian Murphy.
Kate Mara. Clifton Collins Jr.
Yeah, absolutely. So it just seemed like he was taking like half of the cast. And then meanwhile, Christopher Nolan with Interstellar is like, okay, but I want Anne Hathaway and Michael Caine. And it's like, okay, I guess we can make that work. We'll settle up with the lawyers later. So you got an incredible cast, but it sounds like, once again, Johnny Depp just not delivering. Like, are we ready to be done with Johnny Depp finally?
I mean, and I don't think it's the fault of Wally Pfister or Johnny Depp. I'm looking at the writing credit, and there's one guy who has a writing credit. His name is Jack Paglen. Has written nothing else except this movie, apparently.
Wow.
Now I feel like an asshole. It's a good freshman effort.
There's got to be a short film or something, but IMDb has nothing for this
guy. Well, the question becomes then, how does this guy and this script end up being the launching pad for Wally Pfister? And why didn't, if it was going to be a movie of this size that they were going to throw this much money at with all of these actors in it, I mean, did the movie just get made because Wally Pfister had worked with Christopher Nolan so much?
It's possible. Like, it starts, it does feel a little too precious. And at times I was like, what are you doing to me? When was the last time I felt this way? Ah, Prometheus. Where if someone is allowed to run amok, they might. I don't know. To your Johnny Depp question, yes, we're ready to be done with him. In a universe, there's an acting balance. And now with Matthew McConaughey rising so high.
The McConaissance.
Yeah, all right. Someone has to fall.
Yeah, she brings up a good point in that Matthew McConaughey star is rising. So, yeah, we probably should be done with Johnny Depp. Because I think recently it's been announced that he signed on to whatever the fuck Kevin Smith's next thing is going to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Johnny Depp and it, wow. Look, kids, two falling stars. Oh, man. Look up at the sky and see two falling stars. Oh, that's unfortunate. Well, I guess there's no reason to berate this movie anymore. I don't fault you guys have made very well-reasoned points, and it's just very disappointing to hear because but it's one of those things that not everyone who is destined to be a director of photography should direct movies, Tim Burton. But that's just something that happens. Fair. And I only mean that Tim Burton from, 2001 on. I don't think everything he's directed is bad because my eyes are connected to my heart. Anyway, Transcendence, let's move on to final thoughts. JC, I will start with you.
I would still be more than willing to give Wally Pfister another shot just because I think any problem this movie has is with the screenplay. I think obviously it looks good because he knows how to point a camera. I think he got really good performances out of everyone. I thought Rebecca Hall was really good. Any problem I had with her was again with any decision from the screenplay. Tons of missed opportunities. Seems like it's written by a guy who knows almost nothing about technology. And I would say 3 out of 10 lines of ASCII code.
Yeah, I have to agree with JC. It just seems like there was sloppy, just to call it research would be unfair, I think, research, though, done for this film. Mm-hmm. When everything falls apart at one point. It's compared to Y2K, which was like 15 years ago.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Like that's something that like my aunt knows about. It's not something that can...
So in other words, it's this whole movie's biggest catastrophe could be fixed by changing a number column. That's it? That's all you need to do to completely fix the dire situation in which you
No, and I don't
want to
spoil it. Okay. No, but I don't want to spoil anything, but that's
I'm sorry.
Up.
I'm speculating. Yeah. I'm speculating.
Those are all the speculations. and then at one point, they can't get Johnny Depp online, so they do what
so
you
they
always do.
Unplug him and plug him back in?
Correct. They turn him off. And they turn him back on again.
Yep.
And he works.
And it works, and they didn't even wait for the 10 seconds that
they
the guy
didn't
on the
even
phone
wait.
Tells you to wait.
They didn't even pull his cartridge out and blow in it. Which...
No, because he would have liked that too much. Like, oh, yeah, do that again. Do please,
like,
please.
Can you blame him? Rebecca Hall's cute.
Yeah, no, that's very true. That's very true.
Yeah, so that really pulled me out of it, and I think even as I sit right now and hear the words coming out of my mouth, I'm realizing it's, like, really feeding the cynical side of me. So what it did
embrace
have going
it.
For it – what's that?
I was like, embrace it.
Upload
embrace
your it. Cynicism. Upload it.
They were fabulous performances by everybody, I felt like, but Johnny Depp, who I think was just trying a little bit too hard as he has been lately. I have to agree with JC when he said it was beautiful. Like, everything that you like about Christopher Nolan's films as far as the look of it, you'll find here, it's just a really – weak screenplay that's just hard to take serious. So yeah, it's a little bit awkward. I given all of that, I'm going to give this film 1.5 out of 5 IT guys.
Even if those were gigs, this would be a very low rating for this particular film. That's really disappointing.
Yeah.
See, and I was really hoping that maybe the point of the movie would be about achieving immortality through technology, because then they could have had Johnny Depp bursting out with a chorus of "Mainframe, I want to live forever, I want to reach for the Skynet," and then that would have made the movie 100 times worse.
I can only assume that's what happened after the credits.
Yeah, Nick Fury shows up and sings that song. Yeah. It's incredible.